Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malibu. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ryan. Goslin moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Goslin scores. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Malivi reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malivi scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion strikes out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Malivi. Gulick moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Gulick moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood strikes out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Malivi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up off the glove of Hale, and into shallow left field. Tate reaches second base with a double. Barnes scores. Ryan moves to third. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Walsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malivi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gulick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgero hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Walsh bunts towards first. Gulick scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Tate moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Walsh catches it and throws to second to double up Goslin. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 3 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 3 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mannion moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Walsh hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive to left field. Jolly throws towards third. Ryan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ryan. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale is walked intentionally. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 4 in the game. Badgerow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.